Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to talk about an interesting story from the Daily Mail. Now, it's very old. It is about 8 years old, but it actually correlates with something that I've said before. The way that they phrase it, and they actually did a study on this at Harvard, but it actually makes sense. And how it makes sense, we'll talk about a little bit. But I've actually found this to be true in a relationship. And it boils down to he who cares the least wins. And I talked about this in a video like 10 months ago. But we're going to talk about it a little bit more tonight because it, in one way, it kind of verifies what I was talking about. But in another way, it kind of messes it up. So let's talk about that. So they say, from the Daily Mail, women gain happiness from seeing their partner upset because it shows their relationship is strong. So you might say, oh, does that mean that she's always upsetting him and frustrating him so she can make sure the relationship is good? Maybe. It's one of the ways that women kind of test the waters to make sure that the relationship is still strong, but we'll get there. They say women are renowned for being the ones to urge their other halves to talk about their troubles, while men are just as famous for feeling henpecked because of it. Now a study has helped shed light on why couples can find it so hard to understand each other. It may all come down to the different ways women try to empathize with men and vice versa. Women, it claims, feel assured when they see their man unhappy. They believe that if the man allows them to see that he's upset rather than withdraw, it shows he's committed to the relationship. Now, I've been in relationships before where I've been in a relationship where it was casual for me. So at the beginning of the relationship, I made sure it was clear. I only want something casual. I'm not in it for the long haul. And if you're okay with that, then we're good to go. But if you want something more serious than that, then forget it. At first, she said, that sounds great. And we kind of hooked up. And every weekend, she'd come over to my place and we'd get a little action going on. Then we'd go have some fun. And over time, she wanted something serious. And she would argue with me and she would get upset with me. And I did not get emotional with her. I didn't get angry or frustrated. I just said, look, if this isn't what you want anymore, you're free to leave at any point. Just let me know and we'll call it a day. By being like that, she stayed for another 4 or 5 months till she finally got so frustrated she went away. But she stuck around and she had interest in working on the relationship and trying to get us closer. In the relationships I've been in where she did something that made me feel like she didn't appreciate me or she didn't care about me because I cared about her probably too much. In the cases when I showed that I was committed and I can't believe you did that and then this upset me and this bothered me, it made her feel better because I was showing that I cared. But it also made her realize that she had more of the control in the relationship than I did. Now, I'm not saying that this is necessarily a good thing. I'm not saying that this is a healthy thing. But it is something, and I'm sure you guys have seen this plenty of times, where the more you care, the more you show that she did something to upset you, the more that you try to pour out your heart, making her happy, the more effort you put in, the less she seems to care about you. And women can probably say the same thing about men. I'm sure if you asked that other girl, she'd tell me that she did everything for me and was super awesome to me and showed me all the reasons why I should date her long term, but I just never came around. So I think this is kind of a crap test, you could call it, basically. And then I have another story, actually, not in this video, but another video to go behind this, that'll actually shine a little bit of a light on this, I think. Women also prefer their male partner to know when she is upset rather than when she is happy as a way of showing their empathy. Men, however, prefer to know when their girlfriend or wife or girlfriend is in a good mood in order to feel empathic. Researchers from U.S. universities, including Harvard, conducted tests on more than 150 male-female couples for the American Psychological Association. Now, obviously, it's not a big sample size, but they do state here in a minute. They put electrodes and actually read the brain waves. So this wasn't just a survey type question. This is actually studying the brain's waves. Now, one of the reasons why I think that when a woman is upset, men say, I do not want to have to help her work through this problem or this feeling, but that's how That's how a woman wants a man to show that he cares, is by helping her work through the hard times. The reason why guys don't want to do that is we don't care. Like, there's really no one in a man's life that helps him work through his hard times. Yeah, you may have a conversation with a buddy of his, but for the most part, a man has to work through it on his own. And so since he works through the problems on his own, and he doesn't have someone on the external really helping him work through the problems, when it's reversed and the woman wants him always to help her through the problems, there's no joy in it for him. There's nothing that he gets out of it. It's not like at the end of this, you helping her work through her problems or you working your way through this fight. At the end of it, it's like, wow, honey, you did a great job at making me feel better. Now it's naughty time. Let's go have some fun. No, it usually ends in an argument, or a woman tries to fix it emotionally and a man tries to fix it logically, and she just gets more upset. In the end, men don't want to get involved with that. But why do men want to know when their wife or girlfriend is in a good mood or feel empathic, as this says here? It's because when she's in a good mood and she's bubbly and happy in a good place, she's fun. That gives us more opportunity for maybe a bit of bedroom action. It means when we go out and do something, it's going to be more fun. It's going to be more lighthearted. It's going to be more, yay, hey, look at us. And that's really what the guy's in a relationship for. Look, if guys wanted to be in a relationship to be the emotional pillar of the relationship, which we know we have to be at some point, but that's a lot of weight on a guy. And most guys today just say, you know, is this really worth it? Like, depending on how often she wants to argue or bring these issues up, men just may not be interested. So the study goes on to say just over half were married, but all were in what the study called a committed long-term relationship. So half were married, half were boyfriend, girlfriend. They were given tests in which they had to talk to each other about dramatic or traumatic events in their relationship and then watch clips of their discussions. During each stage, the volunteers were wired up to monitors that took brainwave readings, which can detect their various emotions at that time. The differences between men and women appears to come down to understanding how the other feels, the researchers told the Journal of Family Psychology. A woman typically thinks a partner understands her if he can recognize when she is upset. We know this, right? Because she will put on the pouty face or the, hey, I'm going to go out. You might say to her, hey, I'm going out with the friends tonight. Is that cool? And she'll say, fine. Now, the normal kind of relationship soft man, which I've been many times before, would say, what's wrong? Let's talk about this. I don't want you to be upset. And that's what they're saying. That makes the woman happy, because you're taking the time to try to fix things. And it's also showing you've got commitment to the relationship. So a guy might say, oh, what's wrong? Let's talk about this. But what happens if the guy just says, okay, cool, thanks, and he takes off? She gets even madder. That's when you come home and you're getting the silent treatment, you're getting the cold treatment. She's not necessarily mad that you went out with your friends, although she might be. It's more that you didn't pick up on the fact that she was upset. Now, you may have picked up on the fact, but going back to, like they said earlier in the article, you may just not have wanted to deal with it. You were in a good mood, you didn't want to be brought down, and you decide, you know what, I know she's going to be mad at me, but I'm going to do this anyway. And out you go. And then when you come back, you get the silent treatment. Now, again, in the past, in my relationships, the ones that I wanted to work and where I really cared about the woman, I would say, look, I know you, and I blah, 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 and you try to work your way through it. And usually that doesn't end up going anywhere for you, but for her, it gives her confidence and reassurance that you care about her. But if you come home, and since they're long-term relationships, I assume they're living together or half were married. But if you come home and it's like, are you still mad at me? And she gives you the silent treatment and you just do and go about your day like the rest of it. Either it blows over, she blows up, or one of those two things will probably happen. Because if you apologize and then try to come around, she's not going to accept your apology. You're going to be in the doghouse, as the expression goes, and it's going to make her feel better about the relationship. So pretty much guys have learned it's a lose on many different levels if they give into this. Because if you also do show that you're committed to the relationship and then you're in it for the long haul and you put a lot of effort forth, it also shows that maybe you're more committed to the relationship than she is. That is also an unattractive quality for many women. Not all, but many. So they continue on. She also believes that if he allows her to see that he is upset, then that also shows he's committed to the relationship, just like I said. He, on the other hand, thinks the relationship is strong by being able to spot what makes her happy, perhaps so that he can continue to do whatever it is that works. Right. So if you bring home some flowers and you do something romantic for her and it ends up making her happy, and that, again, I throw in the bedroom part of it, but hey, that's kind of a goal for many men in most relationships, is getting that intimacy and that closeness, then he tries to repeat the good things that he's done, or that he's done in the past, to make her happy, where she tries to upset him to see if he's committed. What does this end up doing? It ends up meaning that the guy is perpetually trying to find a better, happier place to go to, and oftentimes she's coming in on the low side to try to upset him to see if she can test his commitment to the relationship. And I think if you just watch my story I did, my video I did yesterday about Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers, the football player, when they broke up, she was like, the next guy's really going to have to prove himself to me. And he was like, ah, life is good and it's free and hey, time to get into football. And because guys, I think, naturally want to find a place of happiness. Now, again, I'm not saying that women don't, but I'm saying that the way that they're trying to go about it is just very different than men. And the results of this kind of show. Lead researcher Shiri Cohen of Harvard Medical School explained why women's brains showed a positive reaction to seeing their husband or partner upset. She said it could be that for women, seeing that their male partner is upset reflects some degree of the man's investment and emotional engagement in the relationship, even during difficult times. Investment was the word I was looking for, not commitment, brain. This is consistent with what is known about the dissatisfaction women often experience when their male partner becomes emotionally withdrawn and disengaged in response to conflict. And this is why women start getting worried. The minute a guy stops fighting for her, stops showing that he cares, and he just kind of taps out and fades away, that's very worrying for a woman. Because in many cases, and rightfully so, it means the guy's had enough. That it's like, I'm over this. Where the opposite for men is when men are trying to make her happy and men are going through all these steps to try to make her happy and loving and satisfied with the job he's doing, over time, she appreciates that less. A good example is if it's Valentine's Day and every Valentine's Day you go out and get her chocolate and flowers, and she really loves the flowers and really loves the chocolate that you gave her, your next time around might be, I'm going to get her those same flowers and the same chocolate. And she may still really appreciate it. But over time, it becomes a kind of a norm. It's not a big surprise. The only time she'd be upset is if you didn't bring it to her, because then she might think something was wrong. And then it might show that you aren't invested. See how that works. But once it becomes the norm, then you have to step it up a notch. You could, if you took a woman to the same fancy, and I've used this example before, but it's a good one. I think it's still apropos. If you were to take a woman to a very fancy, wonderful restaurant for your first date, and every weekend you took her to a 5-star restaurant around the town, eventually you run out of 5-star restaurants. But then it's Friday night and you want to go watch the game and you just want to swing in and grab a pizza. Is she going to look at it as this is less, or is she going to look at it as it is different, or is she going to look at it as, well, it's not 5-star. Like, all these things run through a guy's head, and he has to kind of calculate constantly what is going to make her happy. This is what men do. And that's why many times we feel like we're invested in a relationship, but she's not, because we're trying to make her happy. This is also a warning to you guys that if she never does anything to upset you, and she's always happy-go-lucky about the relationship, and this isn't 100%, but it may mean that she doesn't feel like she needs to test you because either A, she doesn't care, or B, she's a normal, well-adjusted person and doesn't do this. You never know which one it's going to be. They continue on. His report added, relationship satisfaction was directly related to men's ability to read their female partner's positive emotions correctly. The more men and women try to be empathic to their partner's feelings, the happier they are. Right. So the more a guy's trying to figure out what she wants to make her happy, and the more she the more that she only has to lightly test him to see he's still invested in the relationship, and they talk about it, the better off they are. But I think it's one of the failings in most relationships today is that people don't talk. I've had women try to test me a little bit here and there. For example, I'll say, look, if I don't know, maybe we'll talk on Thursday, and it's Tuesday. Well, Thursday comes around, I'm busy or something like that, and she goes crazy on me because I forgot to call. Well, that's testing me to see if I'm emotionally invested. My response is, hey, phone works two ways. You're always more than welcome to call me back. But that's the way, and you're either going to get it. But the big thing I always say is, look, if it bothers you, just say, hey, in the future, could you remember to please call me, because it upsets me and it makes me feel like I'm not important if you don't reach out to me like you promised. Hey, that's a full sentence. That's one I can understand. We can do this now. But when a woman just goes on the silent treatment or the meh, it's not going to work, because the guy's just going to be oblivious, because we're not into that. Now, the same gets spun around the opposite way. If a guy's going and bringing you things or taking you to dinner or doing something, and you feel that it's either try hard or it's not doing anything for you as a woman, you can simply say, you know what, a night at home watching Netflix and relaxing with you, or not Netflix, screw Netflix, I cancel them, Hulu or movies or whatever, staying at home watching a movie and just throwing a pizza in the oven or something like that, or making a salad and wings or whatever. That's just as great a date for me. A guy would love to hear that, because that means he doesn't have to be so try hard and that he can relax a little bit and just enjoy the company. So I think this goes a couple different ways that men and women are just not on the same page. And I brought up a couple graphics that I wanted to show on this. And these are various ones that I saw around the web. And it says, this is a guy on his knee, and it says, would you do the, and now she, of course, has the groceries because she's the only one that shops, because men are loafs and do nothing. And it says, would you do me the honor of taking on even more responsibilities while my life remains largely unchanged? Meaning, you know, that well, when they get married, women, many, many women, see the guys are not really jumping to and doing their share of the work. But again, usually women date men that are more successful, that work more, that bring in more money. Not always, but usually. That also a lot of times means working longer hours, maybe working a part-time job for the family. To expect him to do the same amount of work in a relationship, it's not always feasible. Now, if they're both working the same amount of hours and they both work the same difficulty and everything is the same, then you have to work out a way to come to the same page. But how do you do this? By communication. And we're having so many problems in everything right now with communications. I've had some of you guys where I've very early on in a video, I have to be careful, because if I say, oh man, I XYZ and Trump did something, and depending on how I phrased it, there were people that are like, I can't believe you like Trump, man, I thought your channel was different. And other people were like, man, I can't believe you don't like Trump, man, I thought you were different. I didn't say anything about liking or disliking either one. And all of a sudden they made a judgment, and both of them heard the same sentence two different ways. And I use that because that's a very political, very fired up thing right now. But I think the same thing's happening in relationships. Same thing here. This gal that has 5,000 likes and 2,400 retweets on this generation of men are no longer patient. Your wife cheated and you're exposing her on social media. Instead of submitting and trying to mend the relationship, how will another woman take you seriously? Who else will marry you? Now, of course, this is a very negative view, what's going on is a wife cheated. To a man, that's a deal breaker. To many men, that's a deal breaker. What happened before this? Was there, and I just use this as an example, was there communication of what's going on wrong in the relationship, what they need to fix? I would rather have a woman come to me, and I think most women would rather have a man come to them and say, you know what, this relationship's really not working out for me anymore. I don't feel that we have enough intimacy, or that we go out enough, or we spend enough time together, or we talk too much. But there's none of that communication anymore. Instead, one, maybe the other cheat, both just break up with each other, or they just keep having short-term relationships because something new comes along rather than having a discussion on what they actually need to fix. And lastly, a woman's guide to a man's English. And this has been around for a little while. I know you may not be able to read it because it's pretty blurry and pretty small. But again, this is... it says what he says and what he means. And I'll tell you the truth. Not all of this is accurate, but some of it is. It says that he says I'm hungry, he means I'm hungry. He says I'm sleepy, he means I'm sleepy. I'm tired, I'm tired. He says, do you want to go to a movie? He means I'd eventually like to be intimate with you. Can I take you out to dinner? I'd eventually like to be intimate with you. Can I call you sometime? He means I'd eventually like to be intimate with you. May I have this dance? He means I'd eventually like to be intimate with you. See, this is how women kind of view, or, and because this was written by a woman, this is kind of how they view, are viewing things. And I guess it's a bad thing, but the truth of it is that if a woman, if we were never going to get to the intimate phase and share romance, you're just a friend. Why would a man date a woman? And some of you have said you've done this, not me. Why would a man date a woman if there was never going to get to the best part of the relationship, or at least what most guys tend to like the most? Guys are not like, well, I just want to have a woman so I have a best friend and someone I can love, but there's no physicality to it. That's not guys. That's not the vast majority of men. They continue on. He says, nice dress. He means nice cleavage. Not true. Not true. I've seen some beautiful dresses that show nothing like that. It could be just a nice dress. But again, they're reading this as something different. And because we have this big communication breakdown, relationships are really having a problem. He says, you look tense. Let me give you a massage. He means I want to fondle you. He says, what's wrong? He means, I don't see why you're making such a big deal out of this. That's actually accurate, yes. Another thing for what's wrong. What meaningless self-inflicted psychological trauma are you going through now? And the other one, what's wrong? I guess intimacy tonight is out of the question. Yeah, but you see, again, when he knows something's wrong and he tries to fix it, this particular poster thinks he's trying to manipulate things. He's just trying to figure out what's going on because he wants you in a happier place. Why does he want you in a happier place? Because it makes him happy. Because it means that maybe you're going to have fun. And yeah, maybe it does mean you're going to be close tonight. Is that such a bad deal? Apparently, yes, nowadays. The last one, he says, I'm bored. He means, do you want to fool around? I never say I'm bored. Like, I always have something to do, but many guys might not. That's not what he means. He means he wants to do something. He says, I love you. He means, let's be intimate right now. And he says, I love you too, in return to her saying it. He means, okay, I said it. Now let's be intimate. See, they relate men as if we're just some big child that only wants to be intimate all the time. Now, granted, that is a good portion of a relationship, but let's face it, in a normal, healthy relationship, once or twice a week, you know, every 3 days or so, guy gets that closeness, he gets the physicality of it, and he's happy. But again, this is more or less just trying to explain, I think what's happening is that things are breaking down in the relationships, and people are not seeing eye to eye. And this study is another good example of how when a woman needs to feel that the relationship is going somewhere, she puts him in a position where it's going to stress him, and she wants to see how he reacts. And again, this is not me, it's the study. So when you find her putting you in a bad position or an awkward position or something that upsets you, when you show you're upset, you're giving her validation that you care about her. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know. For me personally, I don't take the bait, because that means that anytime she feels like maybe I'm not showing enough appreciation, it's Pavlov's dog. You ring the bell, the dog drools, because you ring the bell, the dog drools because it's used to getting food when it hears the bell. So you'd ring the bell, you feed the dog, and then after a while, when you ring the bell, the dog starts salivating because it knows food is coming. When a woman tests you like this and she puts you in emotional stress and you reciprocate by saying, what's wrong? How can I help you? Let me fix this. And you go through all the steps. She says, if I put stress on him, or I hurt him, or I bother him, or I get in an argument or whatever, he will show that he's still invested in the relationship. And so she will go through this crap every once in a while with you. Now, sometimes they will step it up. Women might start with a lie. Women might start with just getting an argument. Some women will cheat on you. And if you still maybe I did something wrong and she cheated and I have to improve myself as a man, you're done. Like, she knows you're all in. There's no more stressors she needs to put you through. You've committed basically that she can do anything and you're going to hang in there for her. That puts her up on, not on a pedestal, that puts her up on a skyscraper and it puts you down in a sewer. So, guys, I wanted to put this out there to say, hey, when you are in a relationship, and this is why many of us left relationships, when you are in a relationship and you're getting these tests, it's hard to see if you're into it or not. And ladies, when you see he's doing nice things for you and he wants to see if it makes you happy and if you're interested, that's why he's doing it. There are two totally different ways to try to see how good the relationship is, but one of them is very negative and hurtful, and the other one is trying to do nice things for somebody. I think men take the high road on this one. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. The best way you support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos, and of course, you can follow me over on betterbachelor.locals.com, where I've got my forums. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker, and remember, if she's putting you through tests, if she's giving you a hard time, she's trying to see how you stand on the relationship. Never, even if you care about her, never bite, never drop down to her level. Just ignore it. It's childish, and it's not going to take you anywhere. And ladies, those of you ladies that listen, if he's doing nice things for you and you don't appreciate it, break up with him. Because he's just trying to make you happy.
Well, hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend cleaning jobs. Come in and let me show you.